Mikey Likey, Stevie Wonder. Huh? One of my favorite musicians.
It's a really good song, too.
Well, pick one that isn't. Just, right. You know, amazing what that guy can do. And he's still doing it, you know. I'd love to go see Stevie Wonder. But yeah, that song, Master Blaster, yeah, Third World, right on the one. That's me in the fight for 15, man, trying to come up to being a first world country, man. First world, like it's never been before. And I just can't stand Joe Manchin, man. I can't believe he's got a D next to his name. I mean, that's how you get elected, I guess, in that state, you know, supporting pollution, the coal industry that I just wonder how many people in West Virginia actually make a buck off that job.
No one makes money in West Virginia.
No. But, you know, they get subsidized by, you know, like Wisconsin tax dollars. We got to get rid of that clown. We got to clean up stuff, man. So I just can't wait to get vaccinated, man. Totally. And like, you know, for almost everybody, whatever, we get immunity, herd immunity, and we'll probably have to get a shot every year for the next variation, whatever. Because there are just a load of rotten Republicans wanting to come and do something in Wisconsin. I've heard Reince Priebus. I've heard Paul Ryan maybe running instead of or against, you know, Ron Johnson in a primary. These scum is like, and they are. They're total scum. Ask me. I've seen them. You know, I've been close to all these people at some place, somewhere along this line, 10 years, and they are scum. It's more fun when they're like standing behind you in a line and don't know it's you in front of them. But and they don't know who I am. They just know who I am. It's right. Awesome.
Your crusty reputation precedes you.
I just love it when somebody in a suit goes, "Who are you?" And I'm like, "Nobody." And I just got under your skin. Imagine what would happen if somebody, you know, really skilled came along and ran against you in an election. But, you know, maybe someday, you know, I'll find some clown that needs to be taken down that's, you know, lives across the street from me or something. Yeah. But I'm not going to move to try and to do anything. Hey, we got callers.
We
man.
Do. Do you want to go to, let's go to Don in Madison.
Don, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks. Loved all your comments prior to getting your show on the Devil's Advocate.
thanks.
I just wanted to say, you know, all these people who don't want immigrants coming here, you know, I'm half Native American. My mom's full Native. You know, all you guys can go back to where you came
right?
from. None of you are from here. None of you are from here. So get the hell out of my country. You
exactly.
Know? You know, this you're all on a native land. You're not on American land. You're on native land if you want to play those games. You know, and people saying those others shouldn't come here. You know, it's crap. You know, and the Republicans and you know, I heard Chris Hayes talking about it, but he nailed it, is that, you know, the Republicans aren't there to govern. They're there to manipulate their followers. And if you know, I'm along with Dom in many lines, but one of them is that, you know, if you can get people to believe in talking snakes and bushes that burn and talk at the same time, you can get them to believe anything. the election was stolen, you know?
Yes.
And so the Trump people are sold that, you know, we back the blue law and order. But really what they mean is that they back the blue into a corner and then they beat them black and blue, you know? And so I just, it's so frustrating. And you're right. There are no good Republicans.
No.
Not
one.
With Ron Johnson, or moron, I love your phrase, moron Johnson.
Less Ron Johnson, not moron Johnson.
Right. But he is a moron.
Yes, he is.
But what they're saying is that you people don't deserve anything. You know, we don't want to help you because you're lazy and good for nothing. And we don't think you deserve any help from the government. The only people we want, but the other thing they're saying too at the same time is if we give you lazy people money, we can't give the people, rich people who we like, money. So that's why we don't give it to you. One, you're lazy. Two, we can't give it to the rich if we give it to you. And so that's what Republicans do. And everybody's bought into this lie that the rich are there for us and we're there to serve them. It's the other way around. There's no billionaire who makes $1 billion by himself. They need us.
He didn't work.
Bought into the lie.
That guy didn't work.
Right.
None of those guys did. You can't make $1 billion working. You can only make it off stealing from thousands of people. You know, here's what I think about Make America Great Again. Just what you just said, man. You know, go back to where you came from before white people came here. because it's not the most of these Republicans vote Republican because they think it's the white thing to do. That's what they
think. White skin.
They're being attacked. Us liberal people that accept every other culture in the world are attacking the culture that I'm actually a part of and ashamed of for the most part, because most people don't think like that. What's wrong with them? I've had every different colored cat living with me at the same time in a house, and none of them hated each other because they had a different fur color. It's not natural. Yeah. It's totally not natural.
No, it's not natural, and I guess I don't want to swear. So.
Right? Thanks for calling. And I got to tell you, that's what I forgot to tell Jimmy at the beginning when, you know, we're going to talk about how bad the Republican Party is, you know, top to bottom. Be ready to push that dump button, because I might...
I'm always on standby for the dump button. You know, speaking of bad Republicans, Dan from Monona's with us, and he has a story about a family member who is Republican.
Love this. Bring us down the family path, Dan.
Well, it was last night. My cousin, we were his daughter, she's 3, got COVID, and he said to me, he goes, She got it from another kid, and her mom is a dumb, liberal, selfish, and I go, selfish, I go, that, doesn't sound like liberal to me, I go, it kind of goes against the definition of liberal.
Well, it definitely does. When people call me liberal or tree hugging, hell yeah, I'll be the first one out hugging them when it's warmer out, and the leaves are coming out. But,
then he started going into Biden, the $60 billion plan to vaccinate other countries, and we got to get this country straight first. And I'm like, we got to get the world vaccinated too. Otherwise it doesn't work, dummy.
Well, and let's be honest. Most of the countries that we're, subsidizing, we're also exploiting at the same time somehow. Somewhere down the line, resources, corporate, whatever, it's like, this global market they talk about is just like, just global monopoly is what they're trying to, if you're not a big corporation, screw you,
I thought we already had enough vaccinations for our country, but.
Well, we can't get them in the arms anyway. And then, let's face it, down in Florida, that ass DeSantis, openly, racist, just not getting it to the communities that actually need it the most, because the affluent white neighborhoods, they don't have as much trouble getting sick from it. They just like to spread it. They like to go to all the big events around the world, during the crisis of a lifetime for Texas, pack up the family and he left the dog behind, for Christ's sake. Who does that?
Usually I don't engage because the conversation goes nowhere and it ends with, he ends up calling me stupid. And then that's when I'm done, because that's usually how the Republican conversation goes, as they start, degrading you or something,
Well, I had to block a guy this morning. Thanks for calling in, and I hope you listen again and keep calling in, because, I like hearing from other people what's going on in their worlds and see if we, Yeah, sure, we got time for another one.
Let's go to somebody who is an expert in how bad Republicans are, is L.A. Tom.
L.A. Tom, good to hear you from the west side there.
Hey, Mike, first off, we the people ultimately are the government, and Republicans are bad for business, period. Let's just take one example. Take Foxconn and then take marijuana. You have these state senators in Wisconsin saying, oh, no, no, no to marijuana, when it's created more jobs in Illinois
and revenue
than anything that Foxconn has ever created in Wisconsin.
Well, that reminds me when they came up with Foxconn. As simple-minded as I am, Tom, I made up a sign that said Foxconn, and then I said, not much of a disguise.
Exactly.
And I mean, I was right on.
Mike, that's just like when they had Operation Iraqi Liberation.
Right? Oil?
They realized that's called oil.
Well, that's every pharmaceutical, you know, the all these different names they have for pharmaceuticals. I think they laugh when they come up with these names because they're acronyms for how stupid the people are that have to consume them. And it's not really everybody else's fault, but I guess we're going to a break, man. We'll be back with one more slice of Outside the Pizza Box.
Like that.
This is Dom from the Devil's Advocates. Cody and I have been doing this show for almost 10 years, and we've never had a more engaged, dialed in, and motivated audience. And we love them for it. Now is the time for you to reach the greatest audience ever. Call now and advertise with the Devil's Advocates and Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. Get your message out and let the greatest radio audience know how to support your business. Call Luke at 608-819-TALK. That's 608-819-8255. Or go to darnwi.com.
Stream the Devils and Progressive News and Talk 24-7 at the Devils Advocates Radio Network, Wisconsin. That's darnwi.com. That's darnwi.com.
For 16 years, Dane by Local has been shining a spotlight on how important local businesses and nonprofits are in our communities. Now DBL is teaming up with 92.7 FM Devil Radio to bring you Let's Get Local. Join me, Jason Hafman, Saturdays at 11 a.m. for features with area leaders and business owners who help make our communities unique and special. They're our neighbors and friends, and they have stories to tell. So check out Let's Get Local, Saturdays, 11 a.m. to noon on Devil Radio 92.7.
Madison, you say what? Each weeknight from 5 to 6 p.m., we will break down the news of the day and discuss with my guests what's happening in Wisconsin. Don't miss a second of the award-winning Earl Ingram Show right here on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM.
Madison, tune in every weekday from 11 to 2 on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM for the Tom Hartman Program. Join the show's conversation because our democracy is not a spectator sport. Listen live right here on Devil Radio.
Stay informed with Progressive News and Talk on 92.7 Wisconsin's home for Devil Radio.
Michael J. Fox, right? Michael J. Fox.
Yeah, that's who this is, Michael J. Fox.
Hey, man. He can play too, though, you know, or he could.
You know, speaking of Rush Limbaugh, like you were earlier, he was not nice to Michael J. Fox at all.
No.
Not at all.
No, and that's really, let's not even talk about that sludge anymore. But
let's lower the flag to half staff.
Yeah, Robin Voss, what a clown. I made a post, too, and I was like, I didn't know he was that ignorant. Robin Voss. And somebody like, oh, yeah, he did. And I'm like, no, I got mad at a couple people. I'm like, no, seriously, I thought he was smarter than to attach himself to it. But hey, you know, guy's got on his third wife, no children, you know, just like his buddy Rush, you know, four wives, no right. children.
Florida actually raised or lowered their stat. Florida.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. You know, any Republican governor, you know, that's on board with racism and sexism and, you know, bigotry and, you know, just all lies, which kind of reminds me that Paul Ryan wants to come back lying in Wisconsin. Isn't that awesome? I made a sign for him back in 2012. Romney Ryan can't stop lying, 2012 U.S. tour. It just had a nice ring to it, didn't it? And that's why we made the signs, because believe it or not, that's the kind of stuff that bothers politicians. I know, because they wouldn't allow us to keep the signs up when we went into the hearings and stuff like we used to be able to, you know, the freedom of speech thing where as long as it wasn't, you know, then they changed the rules and said, well, if, you know, as long as the Wisconsin eye can't see the signs you're holding during these hearings, you know, okay, so we go on the back wall and then it just, you know, so, you know, people want to cry about freedom of speech. you know, putting facts on signs and carrying them in to have the people that, you know, are responsible for that, that's a bad thing, isn't it? It's just like any time you try to tell somebody, you know, what some horrible politician did and they're mad at you for repeating it or something, you know. I thought I was trying to, like, you know, show you how immoral some of these people are. But, you know, that doesn't matter in politics anymore, I guess. You know, the more immoral or amoral or just corrupt that you are, the better your odds are of becoming a lifetime legislator with all the benefits, man.
I asked the question, you know, in the past 10 years, what good bills, what good laws, what good for us Americans have come out of the Republican Party?
Nothing.
You know,
Not a damn thing.
Can anybody answer that?
No, I mean, Wisconsin was like one of, you know, people used to move here to live, and now we got more people leaving. You know, and these are skilled and, you know, qualified job workers that are leaving because this is a horrible state to live in if you're under Republican control, and we are. Who do you got on the line?
Well, I'm really worried about taking Andy from Beaver Dam.
Is he upset?
I don't want him to ask us a question about the AM transmitter because I don't know anything about it.
Oh, well, I don't either.
What's up, Andy?
Well, no, I'm not going to talk about 1580. But, I was going to break this on the Devils, but I decided Pizza Box, we're going to break it on your show. And my prediction is that Rojo will decide to run because his ego will get the best of him. You know, because, you know, is he going to run or is he not going to run? Well, I'm thinking he's going to run because he's got all these Trumpers up here in Dodge County and Washington County and all over the state. They'll vote for him because he was so faithful to Donald, and I just think he's going to do it. I don't know. What are your thoughts?
Aha. I'm glad you asked because remember when Paul Ryan was, you know, in charge of raising funds for Republican candidates while he was in D.C., he, like, collected $40 million that last year and gave out $30 million to the party. And then decided he wasn't going to run, and he gets to keep the $10 million. So at the very least, that's what Ron Johnson will do, okay? And it's more than just, you know, wanting to get reelected. I mean, these people live beyond their means, okay? They're the ones that, you know, if they lose that, you know, taxpayer-funded job, you know, they're the ones that are going to have a difficult time unless it's involved in corruption, you know, with corporations, you know, controlling their party. That's where it's at. But I don't know how to get voters to wake up, man. I mean, they're slashing their own wrists.
You know,
right. Well, don't forget Ron Johnson's a billionaire or whatever he is, so he supposedly can float his own boat, you know, but
no, his wife did that. His wife's family floated his boat.
Yeah. Right, the in-law. Right. But I don't know. We'll see. But I just got a gut feeling anyway. I don't know. He's going to wait till the last minute, you know, and then he'll, you know, jump in there or something. But you guys have a good day.
Hey, thanks again, Andy. And I'm kind of hoping that, you know, they go head-to-head, Paul Ryan, Lion Ryan against Moron Johnson. What a ticket.
That would be a primary from that would be out of this world.
Hey, this was a sign for Paul Ryan, too. How do you know when Paul Ryan's lying?
When he's talking?
His polyps are moving. Get it? Because he's like, you know, yeah. He talks out. Yeah. Okay.
Good.
Well, hey, anything to insult someone in that same area that, you know, never mind. We got another call, you said?
Yeah, let's go to Sun Prairie. Rick is here. Hey, Rick.
Rick in Sun Prairie. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, how's it going?
Could be worse, but it's warming up, man.
Okay, to be fair, you have to give Republicans credit for one thing. They helped make Saturday Night Live great again.
Yes. You're right.
Donald Trump and George Bush. I mean, it just gave so much to comedy over the last 15 years or so. It's just been, you know, stupendously amazing.
You know,
other than that, you know.
To be fair, the Democrats have also contributed to that comedy as well, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, the rebel.
Yeah, politics in general.
Yes, yeah.
I can't, it's amazing how well their characters portray these bozo Republicans when they do them, you know. It's like, I think of some of the ones Will Ferrell did, and who else? Oh, Jim Carrey. You know, they just know how to crinkle their heads and their faces to make them look like one of these old clowns.
The saddest part is the only Republican I can come up with is Mitt Romney. And how sad is that when the best Republican right now is Mitt Romney?
Yeah. You mean the guy that, you know, vulture. You know, vulture capitalism with Bain, you know, just wiping. Hey, by the way, he was the one who killed off the, you know, the progressive radio. You know, he was part of that as well. You know, he's a scumbag too, man. Come on. So he stands up to impeach, you know, Trump, even though he knows it's not going to do anything. And he knows a soul. So they think they're doing the right thing, I think, when they support Romney, even though they're being his sheep, right?
Well, he's gone. At least Romney has a backbone, and you're right. He doesn't like Trump, and apparently Romney is good because he doesn't like insurrectionists.
Actually, I don't know if he has a backbone. Isn't it more like cartilage? I mean, you don't give him full credit for.
He's been working out. He's been doing the belly crunches. There's a little bit of a backbone.
I always thought he looked kind of like Guy Smiley, the Muppet with the unibrow. You know, he just I'm Guy Smiley. Anyway, we must be running out of material. We're going down that road. But seriously, so please, Wisconsin, be prepared for this next round of, you know, the Republican assault on our state, because they're going to come in here thinking they can toss their money around and their reputations, which actually at this point, I don't know if Paul Ryan's been looking. I mean, they didn't win the governor race. You know, if it wasn't for gerrymandering, right, they wouldn't have such a grip inside the state capitol. And as far as nationally, I think they might take a couple more lumps the next time around. Yeah. I'm not willing to just wait till 2022. If the dust settles, man, and we can go out and safely recall this moron, I'm going to be at the head of that, man. I don't care what anybody thinks. I think it's the right thing to do.
If I could take 30 seconds,
yeah,
kind of off topics of politics,
yeah,
but on your topic, Mr. Pizza Box Mike,
yeah.
We were talking off air. You need a sponsor. You need a couple
of
sponsors. Yeah,
I know. Anybody listening out there, and you should see what Crudy's got set up for people that want to sponsor or advertise it. It goes all the way around the clock, man. I'll hear all these ads on different shows. I think it's a real good way to go.
Just go to Devil Radio 92.7 FM or 92.7FM.com and, help Pizza Box Mike out here. If you love this show, if you got a small business, contribute. Pony up.
You might make some money in the process. You know, I've talked to a couple of locals, and, you know, that's right along with Dane County Local. Let's just hook this up, right? Because mm-hmm. I'm all about supporting Wisconsin and the businesses here, you know, especially the Main Street ones. I support, like, the families that moved here, the immigrants that have restaurants and stuff.
Good
friends.
Food.
Good friends,
food.
Man.
Yeah.
I mean, and, you know, why wouldn't I want somebody like that moving in here? These guys know like 3, 4, 5 languages. They all have, you know, serious degrees in college. And you're worried about them coming in and taking your job? You should be.
They're smarter than you are.
If things were on a level playing field, you'd be in a hell of a lot of trouble. I know. I don't even try to. I don't aspire to try and take those, you know, high-profile high-income jobs. You know, I don't know if I'm that skilled for it. But when it comes to politics, oh, my gosh. I think, you know, people with good, you know, ethics, morals, some empathy. And I got to give Joe Biden credit, man. He's shown some empathy. No, I'm not going to agree with him on a lot of things. Okay. I'm feeling the burn, man. And the burn's going to come back and maybe not run for president again. But those policies, you know, those progressive policies that 70% of the country wants, it's coming down the pike, man, and I'm going to be leading the way. Yeah, man, I'm gaining weight, getting stronger. I'm going to hold the cancer off for a while. I'm having too much fun.
Kick his ass, man.
See you next week, 92.7 Devil Radio.
Stick around for Native Roots Radio. Be a man, and you will be-